यदेन निरुक्तम महाराज, यदेन निरुक्तम वचसा निरूपितम ध्यात सविरुवा
मनसोदय
विसर्ग लक्षण
गुणापाय ही इज नॉट मटेरियल मोड्स मटेरियल थिंग्स आर नॉट देयर ही इज कंप्लीटली प्योर मटेरियल थिंग डजंट टच हिम बट नाउ फॉर our facility we have to see by with the material eyes, so material eyes can only see the material, these eyes cannot see the transcendental. So for our facility he has incarnated in a material form, otherwise he doesn't have material form. And really, frankly speaking, as soon as deities are made they stop being material. Otherwise plenty of marble stones are there. Why people don't go there? Why people come here? If it is a marble,
yes,
people don't come to see the marble.
Yes, Maharaj.
So there is something else there. Otherwise, one man can be mad. But is all people there, they are mad? So there must be something there. We have to put trust, faith in the Shastras. And this higher knowledge cannot be proved by our material senses. They are incomplete. So our proofs are always incomplete. So we cannot apply any material apparatus to the transcendence. So whatever is in front of us, we accept it. Our material forms, they don't touch there. And if the form is material, tell me why they come here to see the stone. But Prabhupada said that those who think the deities are stone, deities are not stone, they are stone. Yeah. Come on. Oh, men, why should they go to Makkah if they don't believe in form?
Yes.
Why should they go to Makkah? Everywhere there is form.
And
they want to have that darshan of the stone. Then Makkah, Kaaba, they don't know that. They all Muslims, they visit Makkah. Not only that, they are so very expert worshippers of the stone that they face to Makkah while praying anywhere in the world. This side they face to the west, that side they face to the east. Please. And they think that there is no form. You have to have some form. Some form. So better to have some shastra and approved forms. Yes, sir. And it is beyond proof. We cannot prove it. But it automatically proves. Man, so many people come. We don't even introduce it that this is Mr. Krishna. Anybody comes to join there and falls there. Who forces them? If it is a stone, they don't go to any stone and fall flat. Why here? There is something more. So, you understood this dual? Actually, it is not dual. It looks dual. But one is superior energy, another one is inferior. In 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, clearly mentioned, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu, Kammano Buddhi Revati. Ahankara ityame bhinna prakrityat. This is inferior energy. Aparam itasu anyam prakriti vidhi me param parab prakriti. That is superior energy. So this is the mixture of the inferior energy and the superior energy. And superior energy, being very pure, is the motive force for the inferior energy. This, if you understand. Mama Maya. But this is, we are dealing with the elements. We only deal with the two items. One superior, another one is inferior. But inferior is also energy of the Lord. So energy, if energy is the Lord, then energy cannot be different from the energetic. So that's why this earth also is the best cure for disease. If you have any stomachache, if you put the paste of earth on your stomach, it will go away. is so easy. So easy. To, this mud, they have mud bath now. They call it mud bath. It's a cure. Then water is cure. Our Ganatra, our doctor, always says, you drink as much water as you can.
Why does Krishna say among the purifiers and the air, Maharaj?
Huh?
Among the purifiers and the air, he says, Maharaj.
I'm sorry.
Among purifiers and the air.
Where?
Bhagavad Gita.
Which? We'll see. But air, air has oxygen. So oxygen is nearly equal to Krishna. Because oxygen is a life force. You know, as I told you yesterday, that even doctors don't have any, when they can't do anything with their drugs, they put the patient on oxygen. So they know that oxygen is the best remedy. That's why he says, I'm air. Frankly speaking, he can say, I'm earth also, I'm water also. But these things, we cannot manufacture. These five elements, we cannot manufacture. We have to have it from Krishna. So this is the thing. The thing is, our Ayurvedic Shastra and the philosophy, they are hand in hand. Whereas allopathy doesn't have to do anything with the transcendence. That's why it's a failure. It may cure a temporary something, but reaction is there. And addiction is there. So you have to have, you have to have, you have to have.
So allopathy is the creation of the modern misdirected civilization.
Huh?
Allopathy is the, you know, creation of the misdirected civilization.
Misery.
Vedic civilization is Ayurveda.
But now, sometimes it is useful, you know, particularly when the fractures are there. They can repair with the clip or something. They can have operation or something. Otherwise, before these things were there, people had fractures, and automatically they cured. But now we want everything instant. So some things are good. But the thing is, the best thing is, to go to the root of the body. Root of the body is the Bhumi Aptaj. Bhumi is there, earth is there. In any manifestation, the three elements are there. Bhumi up, water, and there is fire. These three things are there. So these three things, if they can purify, then the bodies are all right. And apart from these three things, which are gross energy, superior energy, fine. So fine energy must have a free passage in the body. Then there is no disease. And to cultivate the obstacle-less body, or ginger is useful, cinnamon is useful, and particularly for the air, the black salt is very useful. Black salt is the best medicine. That's the best medicine. It regulates your air. Two types of air we have.
And what does honey do, Maharaj?
Honey clears the body. Yes. I read further.
In the dual world, everyone is falsely trying to become the master of the world. Whereas in the absolute world, the Lord is the absolute Lord. And all the others are his absolute servitors.
That's it.
In the world of duality, everyone is envious of all others. Death is inevitable due to the dual existence of material, of matter and spirit. The Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for the surrendered soul. One cannot save himself from the cruel hands of death in the material world without having surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord.
This is very short,
yes.
Very clear, you know. First he has given the duality. And we saw in duality also there is oneness. There is no duality. There is knowledge. Because we have a bit of knowledge, Prabhupada's mercy. That's why we saw oneness. We don't think that earth is earth. We think it is energy. That's why we pay obeisance to earth before we sit. Or we do anything. That's how our worship is going on. So we don't think that anything else is there. Matha Parataram Not kinchit asit. That is the conclusion. Then second half, ignorance, out of ignorance, we try to master the duality. Material things we try to master. That this patch of land is mine. This building is mine. Frankly speaking, nothing. No, we are here. Next month sometime. आज ही करेंगे, आज कर लें. So the second thing is also very clear. These things have to be understood. So repeat now two verses we are having. First one, śrīmadātā śraddhayā nityam śrā sacheṣṭhitam nānāti dīrgena
bhagavān śraddhayam pāhi pāhi mahāyogim devadeva jagatpate nānyam jagavayam pasye yatta mṛtyu parasparam.
śrīmadātā śraddhayā nityam ग्रन्थस्य सचेष्टितम् नातिदीर्घेण भगवान् विशते हृदि पाहि महायोगिन् योगिन् देवजगत्पते
Frankly speaking,
Bhumi cannot be controlled really, as air cannot be bought, so that earth also. First, when European people went to America, Indians were there, you know, Red Indians. So they asked them that we want to buy the earth. So they had no conception of selling earth. They didn't know that the earth can be sold. So they asked, do you want to buy air also? So you can't buy the air, you can't buy the earth. I mean to say, Bhumi Gopal, everything belongs to Krishna. Falsely we build the compound. We die, the compound is demolished. Somebody encroaches, somebody. Bhumi can never be controlled. Can never be. These elements cannot be sold or bought. Water mass also. How many oceans you can buy? They say that the Indian Ocean belongs to India. Where it starts and where it ends, nobody knows. Arabian Ocean belongs to Arabia. Where it starts and where it ends. You can't divide these things. But out of our foolishness, we have divided it. Countries also vary. Man, Himalaya is such a big area. Nobody knows what boundary is there. Chin thinks that this hill is mine, we think that this hill is mine. And always there is some trouble. But we want to divide it. Can't do it.
Tadasya samsritir bandha. Yesterday we did this. We did this yesterday.
Yeah.
Tadasya samsritir bandha. Paratantram se tatkritam. Bhavati akartur isasya sakshino nirvritatma.
Yeah, what is
the... Material consciousness is the cause of one's conditional life.
Material consciousness
is the cause of the one's conditioned life. In which conditions are enforced upon the living entity and the material energy.
This is the fact. What is the number?
This is 326.7.
This is a very nice verse. Yes. Go through Bhagavatam, please. And go through at least the verses which we have done. Everything is there. Very nice selection.
Which one is that verse, Maharaj? You are saying Parasanu Bhava. Is that the same as this one that you gave us?
No, Bhakti Parasanu Bhava Virakti.
That is not this one, Maharaj.
No, we have done 11th canto. 11th canto.
You see, 11th canto?
Bhakti Parasanu Bhava Virakti.
That is not Yaswanu Bhavam Akhila.
No.
That's different one, Maharaj.
Different. Should have. But if not, we'll do in the evening. Now we stop here.